Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Madsen, who's one of the first international journalists reporting for Capitol Hill, saying the top virologist he talked to said the H1N1 was manufactured. That then came out at BBC, Der Spiegel. They looked at it. It is manufactured. They don't know by who. But the issue is, it's only killed 1,800 and something in the other hemisphere during the peak of the season. The U.S., 37,000. 36,800 and something, I round up. Let's just say 36,000, 37,000. Die a year from regular flu. What is going to happen when tens of thousands die from the flu? They can shut everything down. It's training for federal takeover, training for UN under level 6 takeover, which under level 6 were under WHO control, World Health Organization. Now, I kept telling you, because I'm only going off the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, that's federal law, for them to lock down the cities, forcibly inject you, take you to sports stadiums. I mean, I've read hundreds of articles on air over the last 8 years or so, 7 years, that they've been hyping this, where they admit that they're going to lock down the cities and forcibly inject you. I mean, it's not like people are saying, how did you know this? It's all coming true. This is what they said they were going to do. So everybody's calling up, freaking out, emails, calls the office, everybody going nuts. You should be upset, but this is standard procedure. See, I mean, people keep thinking I'm making all this up. I'm going off their own admissions. I keep saying that, but it's incredible. I mean, I'll get calls from the national media going, you said they were doing gun confiscation drills in Iowa. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking me all over national news saying I was reading out of the Iowa newspaper where the Army officer was there saying it was a gun confiscation drill. I mean, it just makes my head spin. You know, it's like when I tell you there's a Army field manual, and I read the Army field manual number to you earlier. Let's punch up the actual manual that tells them how to stage terror attacks against people to blame it on them. And I told you that the key to them implementing this flu, this dark winter, I told you the key to that would be if they simultaneously say gun owners are militias, are white supremacists, so they demonize gun owners and militias, and are planning to strike. And I said, if the Southern Poverty Law Center, because they're the real in-the-field people, that's who I always see with their hands and the really dirty stuff. If you see them come out and say that and launch that play, I mean, they're in motion right now, quarterbacks going back, about to do a Hail Mary, and I'm like, mayday, folks, they're about to do it. And now they're launching the ball. Yesterday they released the ball. I mean, they're definitely going for it. And well, if I was a Fed and could take off the next few months and had hours built up or retirement built up, I'd get the hell out of there. I mean, let me tell you, because I know the number one target of the globalist and if you see suspicious people getting out of a Ryder truck in front of your building, you better hit the ground fast. So what I've laid out is that I'm now every point, and I've laid this out on record. If this happens, and then they do this, and they do that, look out. And the exact pattern is now all the green lights are going, doot, 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 doot. Launch, launch. They're turning the keys to run the operation. And I'm on air telling you, ladies and gentlemen, state takes extra steps to battle the flu in the fall, deputizes citizens, others to help with vaccinations for forced inoculations, Boston Globe. And then I've got, where was my incredible headline I had during the break? Did I run out with that article about the, oh, here it is. National Guard drill at high school, prepare for possible H1N1 riot. National Guard takes over school in swine flu riot drill. That's the Sun Journal. Cancer viruses in the vaccines. Bild magazine, top German news. Congressman Obama could use, pandemic to declare martial law. We'll hit this. Go to Wayne Madsen for the balance of the hour. Coming up, this is key.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Steve Quayle might be right. This may be it. We're going to Wayne Madsen in one moment. We've got the congressman coming on either tomorrow or sometime next week. He's on the road right now. He's been on the show before. Congressman, Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. And it says, Georgia Congressman Paul Brown warned attendees of a town hall event Tuesday that the Obama administration was planning to use a pandemic or a natural disaster to implement martial law in the United States. Speaking at the North Georgia Technical College Auditorium, Brown said the socialistic elite, as well as Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, were planning to exploit the crisis to create a favorable climate for their stalling political agenda. Exactly what we've been telling you. They are trying to develop an environment where they can take over, he said. We've seen that historically. And notice there's really seamless integration between Bush and Obama. And I remember him saying this 6 months ago. Now it's hit mainstream news. Wayne Madsen's talked about the first time ever in 233 years of U.S. history, Cheney left a stay-behind network like NATO did when the Soviets took over. It's really still Cheney and Bush running things. I heard Madsen say that 6 months ago and kind of, huh? But now I've analyzed it. It's true. And these Obama idiots have no idea what they're dealing with. They're trying to develop an environment where they can take over, he said. We've seen that historically. Brown's warning arrives on the backs of a letter sent to the National Governors Association to the Pentagon last week, which condemns the military's plans to usurp domestic control of National Guard and federal forces deployed in the event of a natural disaster or terror attack. And then it goes into to Brigade's homeland and how they say they're, quote, going to pull triggers on the American people. And suddenly, regular federal army, regular federal Marines running checkpoints from Tennessee to California, from Texas to Florida. And then I got this. And we're getting calls from Southeast Texas in Beaumont at Lamar University. And I confirmed there is some drill going on there. Paul Watson confirmed, got an article up. We've confirmed National Guard drill at high school to prepare for possible H1N1 riot. But see, they do this. I know what they're going to do because I've been to their drills. It's like I know the sun's coming up at 6:15 because I know when the sun comes up. I'm not smart. I went to drill after drill in the last 12 years and made 3 films, and they always stage it like people want in the camp and people want the shot. So the troops think, oh, putting people in camps is good. They want to be here. Then later in the drills, in the second or third drill they do, then the people fight back. See, it's all meant to sell cops, it's good. Sell military, it's good. It's all written by psych warfare experts. Oxford Hill Comprehensive High School will be the site of a National Guard riot control drill Thursday. That's today. Get over there. Get over there. To prepare for the event of panic over distribution of serum to treat the swine flu. The school on Route 26 in Paris, Norway Town, Lies has been designated by the state officials as the distribution site for H1N1 flu vaccine. The drills prepared for a worst-case scenario should the serum have to be transported from Augusta and people rush to get it. See, they did drills in Austin. Remember in January we had the emergency manager on in Indiana where they were wanting to know where to bury millions of dead from Chicago across the state line and said, harden the police stations, get ready for martial law. And that's why I started saying, they're going to use the flu. It's the flu. It's the flu. And then I got secret documents from the state of New York. We posted with numbers. Later came out mainstream news. They were real. We have the sources. I got to get more people hired in here because we can't even go through all these documents now. It's just like piles of it. You couldn't believe how dire the situation is. Getting ready for millions dead in New York for something that's killed a few thousand in its peak pandemic in the other hemisphere right now. Something that's nothing. What are they planning? What is going on? But it's just like Y2K. The feds use that to build emergency FEMA bunkers everywhere, take over local government, put in their new computer systems, put in their new camera systems. They hyped it. The Navy said it was the end of the world. And then they turned around and said that the people had made it up. It was no big deal when it was the government that said it was real. Same thing here. Well, they just say, oh, we ordered 20 billion in vaccines and you took it and some people died from it. But, you know, and the feds have trained you how to. Is that all that's happening or is it bigger? So we're going to go over more of this, but I want to go ahead and go to Wayne Madsen. He's with us for the remaining 47 minutes. Wayne, thank you for coming on WayneMadsenReport.com. You've heard me ranting through all of this. We've got major German newspapers reporting there's live cancer virus in it. Top scientists saying don't take it. Other bird flu trials are killing people en masse. London Telegraph. What on earth is going on here?
Well, let me make you feel even better. Next week in Washington, there's a conference. I believe you had something posted about this on your website, but it's on swine flu. It's at the Capitol Hill Hyatt Hotel, and here's some of the breakout sessions. Mass fatality management planning, direct fatality management, tactical operations, conduct morgue operations, conduct final disposition, that's of bodies, and manage some I can't figure out, manage anti-mortem data. Now, I know what post-mortem data is. That's how many people would have died, but what in the world is anti-mortem data? I mean, are they figuring out beforehand how many people may die? And you know, they have a self-fulfilling wish there. Psychological issues. You talked about PSYOPs. Public's distress of exposure and safety. Breakdown of public services, utilities. Unwillingness to follow government orders. Now this is obviously being held on Capitol Hill at the Hilton because they want to get, you know, members of Congress, especially their staffers, to go to this thing. But this is what they're talking about, continuity of operations planning, disruptions to public, private, and critical infrastructure, undermining essential functions. So there you have it. This is what they're talking about. They're talking about when H1N1 flu pandemic is unfolds in 2 or 3 successive waves in a calendar year. So we're talking about October as, you know, sort of ground zero, at least in North America. For
October into April.
Right, right. And so this is what they're talking about, and this is next week in Washington. I'm going to try to cover this. They want almost $2,000 to be registered normally, but I hopefully they're going to, you know, let press in there to cover what they're talking about, because there's a lot of government people from World Health Organization, people from the U.S. government, all scheduled to speak at this thing.
Unbelievable, and they put that big price tag on there to make it cost prohibitive for most journalists, but you're with an international TV network and write for major publications, so they should let you in for free, just as press, but we certainly want to have you here reporting for us, Wayne. Wayne, you heard me rant through, as you were on hold for 5 minutes, all the different little tidbits. Congressman saying it's a cover for martial law. Open announcements they're going to forcibly inoculate and lock down cities. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get away with this, but they're certainly now saying they're going to do this, and that's what level six rules mean. That's what the executive order now activated means. What is your – I know you are up on, at Capitol Hill. I know you're at the press club. I know you have sources. I've really become to respect and be impressed. You know, you're one of our best sources, Wayne, and I've really not seen you be wrong yet, which is scaring me. You, day one, said you had virologists that were saying it was manufactured. That got seconded months later. What is going on with this flu? Is it really going to kill a bunch of people, or is it the excuse to bring in tyranny? Is that a beta test of tyranny, or is it a test? Do they think they'll get away with it? Will they go over with total control as a smokescreen for the collapsing economy and use it to pass the cap and trade and the banker bailout too? And I mean, what's going on with this?
Well, there's two protocols that seem to be in place in reporting now. First, we heard about people being infected. We got those, Brazil's been hit. And then it was, you know, Panama. Then it was India. Now we're hearing about deaths from all these various countries. You know, first death in Nicaragua. One thing they talk about is how most, if not all, these people died because of they already had a pre-existing condition. I'm hearing from people in the medical community that is actually not the case for the most part, that these people walk in healthy, and in some cases, you know, a few days later, they're dead. The other thing is undercounting the number of deaths. I understand from a source in Jakarta, Indonesia, which has now been hit by the H1N1, that the government there is actually undercounting the number of deaths. So
yeah, the state of Texas document I got saying, we tell the public we're at level four, we're really at level five, in 96 hours we go to level six. That was in April. Turned out that was an accurate document, at least for being level six. They said the deaths were much higher. So, continue.
Well, I mean, and you know, this conference next week, here's what they're going to talk about when it comes to law enforcement. They're talking about controlling and diffusing social unrest and public disorder with this swine flu. So it's clear that they know what's coming down the pike, unless the people putting this on are just using scare tactics to make a lot of money. I don't get the impression that's the case. One thing that kind of worries me about this conference, it's organized by a company that's a privately held company, and there's no information on who their corporate officials are. I've been here long enough to know what possibly an intelligence front is.
Oh, absolutely. This is all a getting all the ducks in a row operation.
Right, and anything on Pennsylvania Avenue, as is this conference planner, if it's on Pennsylvania Avenue, that's pretty high rent, so somebody's footing the bill.
Yeah, so we got them all getting their little minions. A, how to line up at the Sal's breast, and B, what talking points to cover. So they're getting their ducks in a row. But I mean, what about the mass graves they're getting ready and the forced inoculations? Clearly, this is a federalization drill, but not just federalization. All over the world, it's the UN directing this.
Well, again, I mean, you know, you look at what they're going to be talking about here. They're talking about enforcing quarantines. You know, so it's clear they're talking about, airlines, restrictions on travel, restrictions at airports, border crossings. This is all, and then how to handle medical waste. I assume that includes probably dead bodies. People have died from this.
Wayne, we got a break. When we come back, in the last 2 weeks it came out, they're hiring tens of thousands of additional internment and resettlement re-education officers. I want to get your take on that.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're just addressing what the congressmen are saying about him using it for martial law. The forced inoculations, the mass graves, were vindicated, proven right again. And if people would just stop denying the documents we bring forward, we would have even more political steam now to defeat this. If people would just check into the claims we make, we source everything. Instead of listening to COINTELPRO and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Southern Poverty Law Center and all of them lying about us. There's an article up there where they're talking about how I need to be killed. I mean, it's really getting creepy. So that's up on Infowars.com. We have links to it. And these guys are bold. They do not like us. They're very upset we're raining on their parade. Okay, Wayne Madsen. I want to get into the whole birther thing. You've got some inside intel on that. But first off, WayneMadsenReport.com, again, is his website. I was bringing up the issue of the internment, relocation, re-education specialist, and people are finally waking up because it's on the Army's own website that, oh, we need jail guards for America for the Army to put whole towns in. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you look at what Vice President Biden said as far as, you know, when he's talking about this bailout package, the first thing he said, the first priority was to provide more funding for law enforcement agencies, for the police around the country. I mean, like, we don't have enough of them. So it's clear that this administration is putting as much emphasis on all this domestic security nonsense as did the last one. And, you know, there's people out there that are really hurting, and all Biden can talk about is providing this bailout, you know, this incentive money for cops. And I don't think they need any more money.
What, we've had a quadrupling in police the last 15 years?
Yeah, I just noticed that at the local Dunkin' Donuts. There now seems to be four times as many cop cars sitting there while they're on break than there was before.
But then you can't get one when your house gets broken into most of the time. But, boy, they're there with radar guns, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they have to raise revenue for these state and county and municipal governments because the tax base is collapsing. So that's how they're, you know, they have to shake down the public to earn their keep.
Well, Wayne, how do you see this unfolding that you can go to the Army's own website? And that's actually off of a Hispanic job site. One of the links that you put in, internment specialist Army, or just National Guard internment specialist. You can actually go to nationalguard.mil. But doesn't matter. We'll show folks. That's good enough. I mean, they're really gearing up. The new economy is the police state. All the major new grants and scholarships are for this. Just everything's converting to private security firms and prisons and cameras owned by a few government cronies. I mean, I guess the government's not happy to just ship in the heroin and cocaine and put all our kids in prison and rape us and steal all our money. I mean, now they've got to just totally make everything a big prison.
Well, it looks that way to me, especially with, you know, this agenda that I'm looking at here for this conference next week. It will just be interesting to see who from the government is there. Even if I can't get in, I'm going to be hanging around the hotel lobby to just check those name tags. Because one thing about this town is they have a tendency to issue name tags for these conferences. And, of course, you look under the name and you can often spot what agency they're with.
Well, I know you're there at the press club talking to all these other reporters and talking to intelligence people. What's the skinny on what's coming in the fall?
Well, the anticipation, there's actually a few threads going right now. There's this fear, you know, this fear that we're going to see a surge here in North America with the swine flu. But also there's talk about being the end of September, of course, is the end of the fiscal year. And with the beginning of the new fiscal year, October the 1st, I'm hearing rumors about the economy may not recover when the commercial real estate market collapses on top of the private housing market. We may see more banks go under, and there's talk about potentially a bank holiday. How long it's going to last, I don't know, but just bank closures, you know, an order from the executive branch to close banks across the country. It happened during the Depression. Franklin Roosevelt did it, and I'm hearing that it may happen again.
When we come back, I found it. If you just Google internment specialist by itself, the first link is GoArmy.com. People may have heard of it. It's called the U.S. Army. It's the biggest military in the world. I assure you it exists. GoArmy.com. Now, I know popular science will say the Army doesn't exist next and there's no FEMA camps, but it's all over the news. There it is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Specialty Internment Resettlement Specialist. This MOS plays an integral role in providing a uniform system of handling prisoners and detainees. First and always, these MPs are combat support soldiers trained to fight. Then also trained as Internment Resettlement Specialists to control and supervise detainees to ensure their humane treatment and to assist them in returning to a productive life. For this job, the Army will train you to use specialized equipment to monitor activity, to conduct searches, and to inspect areas where prisoners work and live. Here, you'll train to in-process prisoners and detainees, and to brief them on their rights. In addition, you'll train to inventory and secure their property, take photographs and fingerprints, issue personal items, and assign cells. You'll train to conduct prisoner formations and roll calls, to monitor their exercise, recreation, and work areas, to prepare and maintain records, and develop written reports. After your initial entry training and advanced individual training, you'll work long hours, day or night, in a garrison or field environment, where you may practice emergency procedures, detect and confiscate contraband, and escort prisoners outside the facility. Serving in this MOS can help you transition from the military to the civilian employment sector.
That's enough.
In the military police corps, you'll be...
Now, again, this all has dual use, but I've been to the training ops. It is for American citizens, and you notice, escorting you outside the base, They have the civilian inmate labor camp program, secret from 86 to 97. Clinton made it declassified. Secret that American citizens were used as slave labor at bases. Here, let's just Google civilian inmate labor camp program for everybody. You know, for those out there in denial, this has been going on. Hey, does that creep you out, Wayne, that they could keep these camps with citizens on them secret for a decade?
Well, I mean, this whole issue of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, the FEMA has never operated in a very transparent mode. Even going back to the Reagan years, they called FEMA the secret government, and there's a lot of truth to it because they have, you know, they have these facilities around the country. You don't really, you're not allowed to go on these facilities and see what's happening. But, the reports are there about the number of these detention centers that have been built up around the country. I remember the first time I heard about this was somebody in Kern County, California, said on his way to work every morning, noticed this camp was getting larger and larger. There was nobody in it yet, but they kept increasing the number of beds that this particular camp called the Kern County Center how many prisoners they could keep. So, I mean, that's one of several around the country, but we don't know. The government's not very forthcoming with information about why these camps are there.
And just to be clear, I have the 2005 on screen right now. We'll keep scrolling through that. You've got these back to 1986 declassified, so you find out more in each one. The 1997 declassification admitted that they kept federal prisoners at these and brought them as slaves, and the Army ran them as slaves and then would pimp them out for slave labor around towns. So this is the new America. Our new job is having an illegal alien who is in the military. That's our new force, commanding a citizen around who had a crooked toenail or something. That's the new. I have articles right here where school teachers are given $22,000 fines for using a cell phone in class. See, we're all prisoners now. Wayne Madsen.
I don't see it getting any better. I mean, the people I know who voted for Obama and thought there was going to be a change, I hear the term buyer's remorse quite a bit. I know people who were candidates for president are hearing the same thing. Where's the change? I don't see much in the way of
anything. I agree.
Change.
I want to show people from General Shoemaker's 2005 document, Civilian Inmate Labor Programs, right here on screen, providing a source of labor at no direct cost to Army installations to accomplish tasks that would not be possible otherwise due to the manning and funding constraints under which the Army operates. Slave labor. These are not guys that punch their drill instructor in the nose. These are state and federal prisoners. And this is going to be you and your family. Okay? Sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we're now hearing about Blackwater and these revelations made by these two former Blackwater employees about what was going on at the camps in Iraq that they were running.
I got to stop you. Hold on, Wayne. I'm glad you brought that up. Take your time. Then we're going to get into the whole birther thing. Let me stop right there. Start over because you have a lot of sources. Time Magazine, for those that don't know. The Nation and Raw Story and others have big reports that the FBI is saying this. It's in the federal documents that Blackwater was, A, killing its own employees to cover up arms dealing. And that's what you had said, that they and others, well, you'd said Mercs had been caught. And then actually Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., said that Mercs, he wouldn't say who, were caught bringing weapons in and actually staging attacks on the troops. Because it's a $1 trillion war, you got to keep it going and have an excuse to stay there. So, A, go through the Blackwater revelations, the slave children they're raping, the wife swapping, the murders, whether your intel is, how bad it is. But the key here that the media just mentioned as a footnote, who were they smuggling arms to in Iraq? Wayne Madsen.
Well, I thought in Iraq smuggling weapons that were winding up in the hands of the Kurds, and it's thought from the Kurds they wound up in the hands of the PKK, an organization that Turkey considers to be a terrorist organization, an organization that the United States considers to be a terrorist organization. So this is all this, keeping this part of the world at each other's throats, you know, killing each other. There's profit in that, and companies like Blackwater and the companies, other companies, there's hundreds of them like Blackwater. They're one of the big ones. Are all involved in this same business. It's War Incorporated, and the U.S. is trying to get extradited from Thailand this Russian named Victor Boot, who they're accused of being the merchant of death. But we've got a few of them over here, too. I wonder what would happen if somebody asked for the extradition of Eric Prince, the CEO of Blackwater, now called Z. They changed their name to protect the guilty. But I would imagine we would not want him extradited overseas, stand trial in some place like Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, but let's be clear. I want specifically, because you have made allegations and revelations over the years, and it's come out later, mainstream media confirming, that you said contractors and the Pentagon have been caught shipping in Taliban, Al-Qaeda, to kill our own soldiers to make the war look like it's real. And you talked about Merck's bringing in weapons. You're saying there's no evidence that Blackwater was doing that. This was separate.
The company that I was told was involved in this, it was the U.S. military, but not any specific contractor involved with bringing these people into Baghdad. These were Afghani Taliban who said they were there to set off road bombs and things like that. So, I mean, this gets in this murky area of this contracting, outsourcing by the intelligence community, the CIA, the Pentagon, but it's a free-for-all in Iraq. I've talked to people who've been over there recently. There has been no real improvement in the infrastructure in Iraq since we invaded that country in 2003. So this is country is right.
This is a genocide, but that's what the federal filing, the FBI is saying this, and I mean, we're just reporting on what's being said here, that Eric Prince would chastise Blackwater XE officers when they would send psychopaths home who would just enjoy killing people and raping people, and that Prince would laugh and send them back. Let's get into some of the federal allegations here. Raping children, pimping little girls, and then wife swapping back at the bank. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, yeah, these two ex-Blackwater employees who actually are testifying on behalf of the Iraqi families whose loved ones were killed by Blackwater troops in a central square in Baghdad a few years ago. They're testifying on their behalf saying that back at the North Carolina headquarters, the senior executives, there was wife swapping going on there. No action was taken. There was the use of these what they called a man camp in Baghdad that was basically some place where Blackwater guys would go to avail themselves of prostitutes, including a child prostitutes. They said that people who wanted to blow the whistle on all these Blackwater scandals were threatened with being killed, and some had them killed. Now, I've covered a number of deaths among active duty and contractor personnel in Iraq, so, there's a lot of smoking guns.
Yeah, this isn't just enemies of the contractors. This is women in the contracting deal. They'll just rape them, torture them to death. Army, Marine Corps investigators about missing missiles, weapons, they just frag them. Like, I saw numbers in the thousands of fragged officers. I mean, this just sounds like, and that the C-130s, the New York Times admitted, that everyone just uses the bathroom in buckets now and everything's collapsing. I mean, is this Walter Reed's collapsing? I mean, is this just like, my God, are they just, I mean, maybe the good news is they're so corrupt that everything's just going to collapse.
Well, I mean, before these guys are returning from countries where they're eating basically food courtesy of KBR, used to be Dick Cheney's Halliburton that owned that, but they're literally eating crap in their food, and the water is putrid. I would hope that they understand who the enemy is when they come back here, and if they're ordered to go quarantine American citizens, they ought to quarantine. They ought to quarantine the people in Washington who are issuing these orders.
But you've seen those confirmed reports where just any good-looking woman out there gets basically killed.
Yeah, and then you know how many of those cases in Iraq where they were, ruled suicides. You know, I put that in quotation marks because some of these people, like Colonel Ted Westhoosing, they said he shot himself right before he was supposed to come back to the United States. The Army's top ethics officer from West Point, who was actually investigating contractor fraud over there at the time. Now, his family doesn't believe for 1 minute he killed himself. So there's a lot of these so-called...
And they clearly killed Pat Tillman.
Yeah, absolutely they did. And these are really, these are homicides that the military has never investigated. So I think it's time, you know, for the FBI to start investigating the Pentagon here.
Wait, are we the most corrupt country on Earth?
Well, I mean, there are many more corrupt countries where the system is just a kleptocracy. Let's look at Nigeria, for example. Hillary's over there today telling them they have to clean up their
act. Yeah, but they generally have kingpins that kind of keep it in order, though. I mean, here it's just like grabbing and stealing and raping and murdering and just like wild pirates or something.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's, there's no system to our corruption and the kleptocracy in this country, and yeah, a lot of people are stealing and killing, and but you know, we go around and parade around and say we're the greatest democracy on the planet, which is a laugh.
All right, I interrupt you on the Hillary thing. If we have time, we'll get back into Nigeria, but the limited time we have, the main reason I got you on, I watched your Russia Today transmission, and I did notice that some of the usual suspects have really been pushing the birther issue. We've just looked at it because I don't believe anything Obama says. He does have a weird Barry Sotero, weird passports, mom, you know, for the Annenberg Foundation and Geithner's dad and all these other, the Ford Foundation with micro lending and Obama with weird passports into Pakistan right out of high school. So he looks like an intelligence front, not so much a Kenyan, but I still look at it. I mean, But more and more, well, you're saying that Israel's using this birther issue to menace him, to keep him in line, that Netanyahu has either picked up on this or is behind it. What is your intel, you know, without naming names, where are you getting this intel from?
Well, I mean, this issue sort of died. And then when Obama started getting tough on the settlements with Netanyahu, all of a sudden this woman, Orly Tate, out of California pops up with this Defend Our Freedoms Foundation. Now, she said that, you know, she got on television, did this big media blitz. She also is tied up with organizations that are linked to the Likud government and Netanyahu in Israel. She was born in Moldova, moved to Israel, and then came over here. I mean, for her to be questioning the nationality of the President of the United States, I think somebody ought to go back and see how she got in this country. After she makes her big allegations, 2 days later she pops up in Tel Aviv on television. Now, you know, she submitted this this fake birth certificate in a lawsuit. Maybe she realizes that somebody must have said, even though she's a lawyer, she got her law degree apparently from some online internet university. But maybe somebody tapped her on the shoulder, a real lawyer, and said, you know, it's a felony to submit a known forgery to a federal court. So
couldn't Israel also be putting out fake birth certificates to discredit things? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, look, they had their finger. I mean, the neocons had their fingerprints all over those Niger yellow cake documents. They had their fingerprints on the Iraqi oil ministry documents that showed supposedly all these anti-war politicians around the world got money from Saddam Hussein. These were all forgeries. And yes, Israel specializes in forgeries because remember the motto of the Mossad is through deception thou shalt wage war. So that's just another method that they use.
By way of deception, we shall wage war. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you've got the IDF soldier, and clearly not even just a dual citizen, but pretty much I would say he's an Israeli. The White House chief of staff, you know, the true joker here, Rahm Emanuel, and his Dr. Death eugenics brother. I mean, what a crew! I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier. And so you're saying Netanyahu may be leaking this. I would see it just as probable that they put out the fake birth certificates to discredit it. I mean, why would Israel want to get rid of Obama when he's been going along with pretty much everything they want?
Well, Obama actually... actually have, and there's thought that there is a feud between Emmanuel and Netanyahu over the settlement issue.
The leaked Israeli ambassador to Washington thing in the Washington Post, yeah.
Right, the consul general in Boston, yeah, said that they were destroyed, it was hurting relations. I mean, and then this, seeing rabbis in handcuffs in New York and New Jersey, I mean, obviously there's a feeling that the federal government is getting tough with the Israelis, and then all of a sudden this birth certificate thing pops up. So Netanyahu, is close to this woman, Orly Tates, who was the head of this, the most recent operation on the birth certificate.
Obama really is a few degrees tougher on Israel than Bush?
I believe he is. I mean, you never saw, basically this rabbi network was supporting the Shas party, which is a key member of Netanyahu's coalition government. So these guys are being let out in handcuffs.
Oh, you think that's Obama's people saying we can blackmail you too?
Oh, we can, yeah. Our Justice Department can go after your money sources over here. And in that case, they did.
Wayne, tell us more about that in the final segment. Straight ahead. WayneMadsenReport.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Folks, Wayne Madsen is our guest. We got some other big guests tomorrow. And, of course, open phones and a ton of important news as we track all the things that are happening. We're going back to Wayne here in a moment to finish up with the whole Israeli situation. And is this a blackmail thing going on? All I want is the truth, nothing more, as they say. And all we're offering is the truth, as best we can get at it, nothing more. as they say in the Matrix. I do want to thank the sponsors that have made today's show possible before we go back to Wayne Madsen, like frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Frontsight.com, they're offering 5 days of firearms training to my listeners and a free handgun, XD pistol, in the caliber of your choice. Their August classes are filling up quickly, almost sold out, but they have a bunch in September. Those are filling up quickly with this deal. Frontsight.com. You can't beat this deal. This is above law enforcement military training with no drill instructor or macho attitude. It's a family event. They also have a lot of free stuff online at frontsight.com. So check it out, FrontSight.com. Your safety, your family's safety is paramount. Also, I want to thank Acoba Blue. This is just an awesome atmospheric water generator that then sends it through 7 filters. And it's all computerized and nice and easy to use. Grabs the water out of the air, condenses it in an illuminated stainless steel tank with antifungal, anti-UV. Grabs it right out of the air. They even sell solar panels that go with it. If you don't want to plug it into the wall and want to be off the grid, ecolablue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. And in closing here, I want to thank mysolarbackup.com. This is a great little solar backup system. You get multiple units and run even more of your house off of it. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of power source, 1,800-watt generator, and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Check out their fine, very reasonably priced unit, mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. All right, in the last 3 minutes, you got the floor. Finishing up, Wayne, with the Israeli situation, and you have sources, or are you just saying you believe that this rabbi thing with the organs and the money and New Jersey, just black hole?
No, people in the U.S. intelligence community contact me and said, look, this is not a coincidence. This is how the administration is sending a signal back to Netanyahu, who has basically thumbed his nose at, our request for him to freeze those settlements. And I think, we could probably play tougher. I would like to see more done, but I think they're going as far probably as we're going to see. Maybe they can go a little bit farther, but I really think the what we may see, what I'm hearing too, is now that Netanyahu has been linked to this personal attack on President Obama, we may see somebody start digging up some stuff on Netanyahu's past, especially when he lived in the Philadelphia area. I'm hearing rumors that he his past there may leave a lot to be desired among some of the more religious elements that support him in Israel.
Oh, you mean a type of stuff that goes on in the Republicans?
Yeah, maybe he spent a little too much time on Rittenhouse Square in downtown Philly. Anyone who's familiar with that area knows that that's, a rather bohemian mixed neighborhood.
Hmm. You mean a Bohemian Grove type stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Wayne Madsen, always informative, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you for popping in and spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. We'll post the video of this live radio show up at PrisonPlanet.tv from the live transmission. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Spread the word, and don't take the flu shot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.